Hi, it's Marilyn Harris here, and welcome back to Creating an Impact Talk Show. I decided to revive the podcast and more talk about to people and with people about how they're creating impact in their business and their life. As you know, I had a podcast and I paused it in April, and I just said, okay, I still was posting and still doing shows, but not as actively interviewing people. And so I do have lots of content I can use. So, Creating Impact, the talk show, I'll be talking about how you can create an impact, sharing some ideas of what that looks like. I call people change makers, change agents. Some people don't even want to be known as that, but I'm not really sure. But that's sort of my research showed is that we want to be known as change makers because we are the ones that are standing up and speaking out, even against people that who like to bully us or people that are creating an impact. And when you do, sometimes you ruffle a lot of feathers and people don't like to be ruffled. They want to keep doing what they've always done. As for example, just tell a personal ish situation that's going on with me. I park in a parking spot, just like most apartments have assigned parking spot. I have a one of the girls insists on having my spot, my number, because she doesn't like her number. But she didn't really have enough courtesy to say, Marilyn, would you mind moving up one because of this noise over here? So rather than doing that, she's being a bully and demanding that I move off my spot so she could park there. And she just says, you go park somewhere else. And I guess for a situation, it's been tense, but I've just decided to hold my spot, hold my courage, if you will. I've been bounced around before. And so I'm thinking, okay, why is this all happening? And I think in some ways it's like, because I was bullied so much as a kid, I used to come home and tell my parents, and they just say, oh, just ignore them. They'll go away. Well, it didn't really work out that well. So, not that I got beat up, but certainly emotionally and not physically, but certainly emotionally and mentally, I got beat up a lot. And And now I don't want to get into this beat up thing, but I need to hold strong and have my courage to just say, okay, let God look handle it. Okay, God, you look after. Obviously, you know what you're doing, and I'm just going to trust that the higher power, whatever you want to call it, will handle it. He's the best networker. If you ever want to know a best networker, that'll be the universe, the power, God, whatever you want to call it. So, so it's been a tense weekend, but I've just had to say, hold my ground because, and I'm not trying to agonize her in any way other than play my spot. So, yes, in that way, I'm agonizing her. But it's interesting because how people will be so really friendly to you and not that they do anything for you, not that I've tried to kill them with kindness, but sometimes that doesn't work. So we still have to take a stand and be courageous enough to just say, this is the right thing to do. And maybe that's creating impact is one thing you could do is just do the right thing. You know, it's like, how else can I say, I've been careless. I left I have phone backup, you know, those power bars, your backup phones. And I've left a couple of different locations and I've gone back within an hour later or something and they're both gone. And I've asked the powers to be, did anyone turn it in by chance? That was a long shot. And no, nobody has turned it in. And it was interesting because I was having this conversation with this girl who volunteers where I hang out. And she was just saying, well, you know, if you leave anything behind, that's like indicating that anybody can have it. Like it's okay to take it. And I says, no, it's not. That's called stealing. It's not, you don't take somebody else's stuff, even if they left it behind. To me, that's stealing. It's not take, you don't take other people's stuff. Did you pay for it? No. So why would you think that it's yours because somebody left it behind? So that's a great example. Ever since that conversation, we haven't been too friendly because I'm quite certain that it is not considered taking somebody else's stuff is the right thing to do. Nor is it, I don't know where people get those ideas, but I think in other cultures, it's okay. But in my culture, So I think there's a lot of things to be said about creating impact is probably understanding other cultures, what they believe, what they think is good and what is not. We didn't come to terms or agreement about that. So there's a lot of situations where you could stop and take a look and how you can create an impact in your life. And some of the things might be is just understanding other people's culture. And because there's always that language barrier, you know. Lately, it's just a lot of this stuff happening to me. And I'm going, I didn't say that. But maybe they thought I said something that offended them. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't say what that said or whatever. So, you know, I think a lot of it is understanding somebody else's culture, the language barrier. So some ways in that area is also creating an impact, is trying to understand that. So you can just be careful what you say and how you say it. And not being responsible for somebody else's how they take it, but it's at the same time, just be aware, be more aware of the people around you. And then you have, you know, situations like the parking situation. I know it'll get resolved, but at the moment, it's like sometimes harrowing. It's like, am I safe? You know, so that's another situation. But I think it just to create that impact for me, it's just to say, you're okay, you're safe, nothing's going to happen to you. And I know there's enough people around me that would step up and say, okay, you know, we all abide by the rules. If you don't like the rules, then, you know, go to the powers to be to change the rules or ask for a different parking spot. But you don't run over somebody and decide that you want that spot. And so that's, you know, another way of creating impact is, and sometimes, you know, dealing with bullies or people that are harassing, or I don't know what else you call it, harassment, bully, toxic. I'm not really sure how I would deal that with that. I've just been trying to be quiet. Don't say anything negative or contrary to her. But yeah, at the same time, you still have to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, other people will just walk all over you, right? And you don't want that to happen. And so I guess part of the impact for me is that I've become more concerned about what other people think and do than myself. And so some people would say that's, you know, people pleasing. And I guess I have those tendencies, but I also recognize I'm doing so much better not doing that. And so I guess if I was people pleasing her, I would just, oh yeah, sure, have my spot. It's okay. I'll move away. But you know, if I kept doing that, the impact on that would be she seems to think she can keep doing that. And it's not okay. So I think part of the creating impact is really about doing the right thing. So the Creating Impact talk show, I'll be interviewing several of the wonderful people coming up. I'll announce them, and some will be live. So every Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time, we'll have a show. Some people I'll be interviewing, and some might be just me talking, or some of them might be pre-recorded. But you'll always have something every Monday at 4 o'clock. And I'm actually using the talk show as my kind of newsletter. I don't know about you, but sometime after a while of having so many things going on, you can only handle so much. So the idea is just keep talking about the podcast, have a talking newsletter. That's what it is, a talking newsletter. And from that, be happy to answer any of your questions. If you have questions or situations you want to share about what I just talked about the last few minutes, you're welcome to do that too and get you on the show to let's talk about it. Because I think a talking show about creating impact or how to create an impact is really important because we all are making an impact, whether we like see it as that or not. Or maybe we know we are creating an impact. Maybe you like the negative behaviors. That's how you're doing it. And then I'd rather see more kindness. You know, how can we create more impact by being kind? And I think the three things are always about kindness to yourself, kindness to others, and then the third one is always about kindness to the community, whether it's your business or your community, where you hang out or wherever. So that's to me about the three things that we can make an impact. So I have to think about, okay, how am I kind to myself? Because really that's what it boils down to. And all my kindness stuff that I've been doing, I've learned that is how you're being kind to yourself. If you're not being kind to yourself, or you neglect yourself, don't honor yourself, you don't give yourself grace or forgive yourself, then you are actually part of the problem. So of all my consulting and training that I've done about kindness in the workplace, that's sort of my end result, what I came up with, is that if you're not kind to yourself, you take all your garbage with you into the workplace, and everybody else, their garbage they're taking to the workplace, and you have this big mess. And they say, oh, the boss has to clean it up. Well, yeah, in a certain percentage, they should. But overall, that's really up to us, each individual person, to clean up our own mess. And then when we go to work, we allow more space, more healing. We allow some more communication to happen. And so when that happens, then you have a more harmony at work. More kindness, more joy at work, and or in your community for that matter. And then kindness to, so you have yourself and you have kindness to your community or work. So don't take your garbage to work. Leave it at home. Put it in a box and just say, you're there. When I come home, I'll deal with you. Or we have a little joking thing about how guys communicate differently. They put things in boxes. So if you're talking about them about something, they may not want to listen to you. So they put that in a box in their mind somewhere and they say, I'll deal with that later. So do that. You have something that, if you're in high anxiety, so I heard this, that if you're in high anxiety, you're always looking for the future. And that's not where the future is. The future is here now. And if you are, if you're over there, or if you're not present, if somebody's talking to you and you're not really listening to them, you're kind of thinking about how you're going to respond to them or react to them, then you're living in the past. I could have that backwards, but I don't think so. But anyway, somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. And, so, there's lots of things that we can create an impact. So, I just really believe that we can all have a healthier and happier life in workplaces if we are all creating our impact in a positive way. So, at their talking newsletter, we'll help you define that. Right now, you can still find this podcast on Apple. I'll leave it in the box below where you find this video or audio. It's on Spotify under audio. It's in po Apple Podcasts under audio, and it'll be on YouTube under video. So I guess apparently Google Podcasts are now, as of July, will be moving over to YouTube. So if you've noticed on YouTube, they have podcasts. So I'm already there. So we'll just be doing all over there. So that's how they happen. So that's where you can find me. I have three different places. I'm not really running around looking for other places to go to, but you get the gist. And now I just have to create a trailer. So I guess I'll talk about my trailer. So anyway, that's really what the talking newsletter is about. It's about creating impact. How are you creating your impact positively? I don't want to talk about negative because it doesn't serve anybody. So how are you creating an impact? How are you changing the world? You see something that needs to be changed, are you standing up for it? Are you being the lone star in that and saying, I'm going to change this? Are you got an idea you want to do? Do you need help, fleshing it out so to see if how it works? So I really hope that you'll tune in, subscribe to the newsletter. I do have a newsletter link that you can just go to, and every time we have a show, it'll get sent out to you. So you can subscribe it to it like a newsletter. You could subscribe to the podcast show if you want to. And I don't know, people keep saying you should have a subscription. I'm not ready for that. I don't think I have enough people following me yet to charge a subscription, but who knows? So there's those things. What else can I tell you about the Creating Impact talk show? It's really about embracing change and just taking a look around and seeing, okay, how am I making an impact in my life? Am I making one? I know I talked to somebody about legacy, but people don't really think of making an impact as a legacy that they want to leave behind. They're more like, okay, I'm doing this, and this is how I'm making my impact. As a matter of fact, I went to a meeting on Saturday, and there was a speaker called Amos White. He's the founder of 100 Trees for Humanity. So I'll be interviewing him at some point in time. But he just talks about, everybody talks about climate change, right? And he's said if we plant more trees, we can kind of clean up the air, the atmosphere. And he says it's not caused by the airstreams, as everybody seems to think. It's from all the carbon. And obviously, not all of us are going to jump out and buy an electric car because, they're usually expensive to buy. And sometimes, and then you have the another other side about talking about buying an electric car. You have battery and you have to charge it. And then there's all the impact from the bat. So yes, let's do lots of things, but sometimes we have to think longer term. Okay, I sell this car, I buy this car, I have to charge it, and but then I'm still creating a problem over here. So we still need a solution on the other side. But anyway, he talked about if we just plant more trees. He said his goal is to plant 100 trees per person. So he's be interesting. He's talks are he was giving a talk and I really enjoyed it. So I asked him to come on to my podcast and talk about his 100 Trees for Humanity. And he firmly believes that if we can plant more trees, then we are making a big impact with the climate. So there's that. Any impact. Let's see how other so we have our personal impact we can make. We have a community impact, like the trees, the public. And then we have kind, like I said, one to yourselves, to others. So what other thing, others, other people, as change makers, change agents, we are in the people business. And if we want more collaborations, more things to happen, then we need to consider people. Meeting more people and to being more connected to more people. Because within all the people that are in our lives or other people we have not met yet, then that change will happen. Because we'll find people that are doing the same thing we want to do and work with us or collaborate with us. So there's lots of things. So I would like to think that we are in the people business. And well, we are. I am. I'm in the people business. So, and being in the kindness business is being in the people business. But I ex, you know, like I said, with kindness, I realized that, you know, I could keep talking to business owners about doing things differently for their employees. And they can go so far, but there's another part of it where the middle, the mess in the workplace has to be owned by the people that are bringing it to the workplace. And then you have people who are bringing it. They need to, we all need to look at our own stuff. What stuff am I bringing? If you have had a bad day, like I've had a very interesting weekend, I haven't told you all about it, but the idea is that I have to say, okay, that's happened. What am I going to do about it? Nothing. Because it's not to say I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let the powers to be handle it. Whoever needs to, that's in charge of it. It's not me. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. I don't see why she has to have bully me into having my spot. You know, I don't understand that. But that's just her way of enforcing, I guess, something I said to her that she didn't like. So, anyway, that's just how I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it so that we all know what creating an impact is. It's either with yourself, you're creating an impact about who you are and what you're going to own and what you're going to get rid of. And what are you bring pause, what kind of positive stuff are you going to bring into your life so you can change it? And then the number two spot, of course, is your community or workplace, whatever that is, what that looks like to you, right? What are you doing there? And then the third one, kindness to oneself, others in the community. I guess others in the community can be confined as one thing, but really is finally defined as others, other people, maybe your family members, maybe your friends, your social community, your friend community. That's the second part. And then the third part is your community, the greater whole of your community. Others in greater. So I really hope you tune in, check it out, and you'll find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube. So three places to check us out. And yeah, if you think that you might qualify to be on the show or you'd like to, I'll leave the link below and you can just reach out. And I thank you for your time today. And I hope you subscribe. And please share your story with me. I like how you're doing, what you're doing. Love to hear it. So, in the meantime, be kind to yourself and others. Okay, have a great Monday. See you next week. Bye.